Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Yes, yeah, see?
Oh, there she is.
Sorry about that.
And do you have Vaughn? Vaughn's...
Yeah, Vaughn should be up too.
Vaughn?
Vonda?
Oh.
Oh, whatever.
Maybe.
Oh, there.
All right, we got Vaughn now. All right.
Now we're all here. The gang's good. All here. Oh, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. I'm setting up a backup real quick.
Yeah, set up a backup. I'll wait. Tell me when it's Sarah. Going. Yep. Sure, you know, if we're going to have a backup, might as well be a full backup. Yeah. What's today, the 9th?
Today is the 9th.
That is correct. Pro Tools. Love Pro Tools.
You got Pro Tools in here?
Yeah, look at this.
When did that happen?
It happened when we got a production person.
Wow.
Part-time. Who transitioned to full time between here and?
And they were like, "I want Pro Tools."
They only use Pro Tools.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Everybody uses different things. Like Rage, for instance, uses a Vegas, which is completely different.
Vegas
software. And so the company had to buy it for him, and they were like, "Man, more money. We have Audition though." He was like, "I don't like Audition." But some people only use Audition.
Yeah.
You know, the old guy used to use Audition only.
You use all of them, huh?
Yeah, I started on Pro Tools.
You're pretty versatile.
Well, you have to be in this game, yeah. You know.
I started on Pro Tools, too. It's the only one I would even have a clue how to work.
Things come and go. People come and go.
Yeah.
You come and go.
That was actually weird that DRE, this building we went to that had nothing, but it had Pro Tools.
Yeah.
But it had nothing. Like the mics didn't work, but it had Pro Tools.
But it had Pro Tools. It's like the one thing Jim insisted on.
Nice.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn in this room. We got Yuzette in Studio B and Vaughn in Studio C. No Hooman today. Sorry, haters. You know, I have nothing to bitch about. So how is everyone? It's been a while since we did a secret show.
I need
show.
To ask Yuzi something.
Yuzette.
Oh, so now we just keep going?
No, Vinny has a question for Yuzette, right?
Yeah. So Yuzi, over the vacation, the 3 or 5 days... She writes me, you know, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh, good. I'm, you know, I think I'm entertaining my kid for the 50th time this weekend. It couldn't be more fun." And she goes, I said, "Hey, did you go to the party?" And that she didn't, because I was curious how your party went. I didn't see any posts. And she said, "I didn't." And then I was like, "Well, then what did you do?" And she said, "I had mad sex with my husband."
Oh,
nice.
And I was like, "Mad sex, like angry fuck?"
Yeah.
Or mad sex, like crazy stuff. So what
is mad sex, like copious amounts?
What does mad sex
mean? I don't
mean?
Remember her saying mad. It certainly wasn't like an angry thing. It must have been a lot of sex. I think that John, that was on 4th of July. It was on 4th of July, right?
No, you wrote me well after that.
Oh.
Because that
and you
was...
were asking me what I did on 4th of July. Yeah, maybe I think John had come home and I think I was already in bed. I think he like woke me up and...
With a boner?
Yeah, basically.
Nice. Like, hey, you got any place for me to put this? I need to store this thing somewhere.
And I remember just being like, oh my God, I am so tired. Okay.
Well, this would be a perfect time to have saved that text, but I didn't. But what I remember was I'd asked her about your party. She said she hadn't gone, and I said, what did you do? And she said, well, one of the things we did was mad sex.
Yeah.
We had mad sex, and I was like, oh.
I didn't have any mad sex.
I don't even remember writing mad sex. I wonder if it corrected to mad.
You don't delete your
bad.
Messages,
she probably
right?
said bad sex.
Let me see if I could.
Oh.
Bad sex? Yeah, it was bad sex.
Rad sex.
Rad, yeah. I prefer to go with rad.
Anyway, rad. So you okay. don't remember. So it was just normal bonage, not anything above and beyond the usual mix.
Any?
Oh, here's what I said. I got it. Yeah, I got the text. I go, John got off work a little early on 4th of July because he was going to get off a little early so we could hang out. So I said, John got off a little early from work and gave us time to spend together. Mad sex was had.
Oh.
So it was probably just dirty sex, you know.
Like, tell us all about it.
Yeah, what about?
Yeah,
how dirty was it?
Not through the back door, but.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it didn't happen. Oh. I think I was just flipped around a lot.
But you were down for that, though.
Yeah, I would have done that. But I think,
so no
I
rusty
think was,
trombone accent then?
No.
You didn't jerk him off from the front, lick him from behind?
No. I haven't done that in years.
It's years?
Been, I think it's been a couple years.
Why?
Because he hasn't asked for it, and I'm not
gonna
ask for it.
I
want
to go back to the symphony.
You know, I'm not going to be the one to say I want to do that.
I want to lick your asshole. You know, that doesn't,
well,
yeah,
that
your
doesn't
mouth.
Just fly out of my mouth.
Listen, that's what that girl at our Secret Show podcast in Sonoma said.
What'd she say? I forget.
She was asking her boyfriend if she could do that to his butt.
Oh.
And remember?
I do remember.
I don't.
Yeah.
She was the one in the little romper.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that what you guys called it?
Yeah.
She was like, I can't get him to let me do that. And I thought, that is unbelievable.
That she would ask for
that
it?
She's trying to I do know. That to him, and he's not letting her. That's weird.
Hi, Alice friends. I want to say I love you all, blah, blah, blah. I started dating someone the sex is hot, crazy, animal, passionate. He's spoiled. We do all the stuff. You know, like Usette style.
Nice.
Great. What a good segue.
At the moment, we're really into anal. Yes, Sarah, me as a chick, I'm totally into it. It's insanely hot. Gets both of us like crazy. But what really gets me out of the moment is thinking, one, it's messy back there, even though I took a shower before this. And two, I'm going to release on one of these thrusts, and there'll be a big, nasty, messy pile as a result.
What the
shit?
Is there some pre-meeting up prep work that I should do so I can enjoy the moment without thinking what could happen? Thanks, y'all. Love you tons. Your biggest fan.
Yeah, I think the pros do enemas, right?
Yes.
I don't think that's necessary. What I do think is, first
the
of all,
pros.
If you're going to go there, you have to be accepting of all the possibilities.
Right. That's
but,
true.
But
it is the poop shoot, after all.
Oh, come on.
But I think that in
big,
my
messy
experience,
pile could happen.
If you don't spend enough, if you keep your odds, your percentages low, then your percentages stay low. If you're always at the back door.
Yeah.
You're, you know, that's a...
That's, you know, you just can't, you got to get your timing right.
That's just a numbers
someone
game.
Someone should be like, the timing is right for this.
Well, you
the
should
timing
also...
timing is not right for this.
Let me ask you this. For the most part, you poop around the same time each day, right?
Who, me? No.
What?
No, I have no schedule.
None?
Zero. You know that. I'll go days.
I'm the same.
Days? Oh, you're the same every day?
Well, not... No, I'm the same with as you.
Oh yeah, no schedule.
I'm
there's no like, you know, it wouldn't be great if I could do that. I envy the people who are like, yeah, I poop within 15 minutes of waking up after a snore. I'm like, that would be fucking joyous.
Right.
Then I would know I'd be set. I'd go through. It wouldn't be 3 p.m. and I'm not at my house. I'm like, oh no, oh this is bad. Now what am I gonna do? Just sit here and sweat and clench my ass cheeks, I guess.
Come burn them in the house. Hi, honey.
We have a word for it. It's called a poomergency.
Yeah.
And I have them at my house, and that's where I'm. That's why I like to be at my house so much. I
never want to leave.
Yeah.
So you can take a shit
whenever the urge strikes me. I don't want to be out somewhere in the world.
It's not because your house is nice or
no,
your husband's there.
Because I might have to poop.
Right.
You never know when it's going to happen. I don't want to be caught unawares. You know, you think everything's fine. Even just like take a minute to evaluate the state of your bowels. You're like, oh, no, it seems like everything's okay. Then you go out in the world and suddenly.
Oh, no.
Oh. I don't want to be anywhere but home. I don't want to do that here. I don't want to do that anywhere. I want to be at home. I mean, I guess second best would be like at the hotel room I'm staying at if I'm somewhere. I don't want to be doing that in a public bathroom.
Just for the record, my house, we're both morning people, so we both, I think, would know that morning time, especially, that would be a bad time. Mm. Lunchtime's probably really safe.
Yeah.
Late evening gets less safe, but, you know.
Things are backing up.
Well,
getting ready for the morning download.
Yeah. Right.
I see.
So that's
you guys doing that a lot?
A lot? No, not even close to a lot. No.
Anything further to say on the subject?
We've done it recently, but not a lot.
Yeah,
like it. You know, it happens, but it's not a lot. And the actual peen in the butt that's
again. That's what I was talking about. The
that's
peen
what
in
I
the butt.
You were talking
yeah,
about.
I know. Oh. Like licking someone's asshole. That would never happen at my house. Yikes. I mean, what are you talking about? Just like putting a butt plug in there or something?
Anyway.
Well, what's he talking about?
I thought he was just talking about regular sex.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say in our 10 years together, we've probably done P in the A.
Like,
it's a P in the A.
I'd say that's happened like 5 or 6 times total in 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's rare, but it happens. It happened this year.
Oh.
Nice.
So it usually takes, she's not someone who says, you know, like, don't you dare, but usually it takes me to go, I'm going in, you know.
And then she's like, let me quickly evaluate the bowel situation. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like it. Put it this way. I like it enough that I want it to be special. And I never want it to be taken off the menu.
Oh.
I would hate for her to go.
So every now and then you got to pull it out just to make sure it's still on there.
Right.
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 Like this restaurant didn't change its menu completely.
Well.
That's just a special once in a while.
By pull out you meant make it happen.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Is that happening at your house all the time?
No. No. Not nearly. I mean.
This year? In 2019?
Not in 2018, not in 2019.
What about 2017?
I can't remember the last time, but yeah, it's been a minute.
Because
she always fucking acts like it hurts.
Well, because it does.
It's because your cock's
she's
so
like,
big.
Ow.
Yeah, Brynn, it's because your cock's
thanks, guys. Yeah, that's what I was fishing for.
Right, obviously.
But yeah, she's also a morning person that does the thing in the bathroom. And I always, go, hey, you taking a shit in there?
That is so mean.
That's funny, though.
She's like, no!
I'll run in for a poo emergency. He knows exactly what's happening. He comes in, he knocks on the door. He goes, hey, you want to talk? Like, no.
What you doing in there? I don't. Taking a shit?
Want to have a little talk now? Like, no, get out of here. Kill you. God. So are you guys morning sex people, too?
No. We're all random.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah, random.
Well, you have a kid.
But I don't have butt sex, so... Unfortunately, so it wouldn't matter about the bowels, you know.
Right. Wait, so why aren't you? Because she's not into it.
She's very anti right now. Like, she has her moments where she's sometimes like down with it.
Does she need to be like 10 drinks in to be down with it?
Yeah, I think the drinks help, and
everything is all numb down there.
Yeah,
I can't feel anything anyway. Go ahead, do whatever you want.
That's never happened.
Really?
No. Super anti.
You know, if you listen to the texter that wrote in, she really likes it.
Yeah.
So it's clearly you have a bad
attitude.
She'll
get over that soon.
She's totally into it.
That'll dry up.
You should have heard yourself when you were into it, Sarah.
Yeah.
There was never time.
Oh, my God.
Never.
You're very convincing.
I would refer everyone to the podcast 143.
Oh, my God. You're just randomly saying numbers.
143. Nice.
What are we? What year was that?
2012.
2012 was Sarah's anal year.
Yeah, it happened one time.
more than once.
It happened one time, and then I was like, all right, we'll try that one more time. Nope, still sucks.
That's the year you were splooshing all the time, right. Too.
Splooshing? What are you talking about?
When you were splashing.
No, no, no. That's only happened like maybe four times ever.
Right, that year.
No, it wasn't that year.
When was it?
And it had nothing to do with anal.
Why was it then?
I don't know. Two times it's happened alone. I'm like, oh, shit. I was just going to try and go to sleep. Huh. I have a splashing email, too.
Oh, good.
Can I do that one, too?
Yeah.
It's nice. We're tying it in. This is, listen, you guys, settle in. This is basically just porn.
Oh, good. Yuzi?
Yes, see.
All right.
Yuzi's here. Stop me whenever you want. Holy shit, you guys. You won't believe what just happened to me. Vinny, sit down. You are going to want to hear this. I figured out how to squirt. First off, I got to say, I've been a faithful listener since high school, and for years I've listened to you via podcast from Hawaii. You truly are my BFFs that don't know me, and I torture my husband with stories about my radio friends all the time. When the two of us found the Holy Grail together, I'm embarrassed to say my first thought was how excited you guys would be for me, so I must share my wisdom. It was
look at the fucking font on that thing.
Dude, I love it. It's great.
Oh, it my here? God. It's gigantic. It's like half an inch font.
This might only be a one-page email, but man, she's so humongous. So great. Thank you. It was a normal Thursday, my husband's day off. And shortly after I got home from work, we laid down in the bedroom to talk about our day. Told him about my dream last night, which oddly enough was about having a devil's threesome with him and Johnny Mosley.
Oh, wow.
That was an anomaly in itself, and I can only attribute your conversation about Johnny and the podcast I listened to yesterday as the reason that fine piece of ass was in my dreams. Anyway, my husband and I got down to business shortly after, and I rode him like the good cowgirl I am. He finished first, so I hopped off and shoved his hand into my woman area as I knelt in front of him, legs spread on the bed. I fingered my clit as he finger-banged me. Ugh, yuck. I don't know what else to call it. Then he did something different. Instead of the usual in-and-out movements, he somewhat aggressively rubbed the front of my vaginal wall, where they say your G-spot is. Picture a come-here motion with your fingers.
Right.
I worked myself in rhythm with his movements, and suddenly he let out a gasp as about an ounce of liquid streamed down his hand onto the comforter. We've been together for 20 years. There was no embarrassment at all, just triumph. We couldn't believe our eyes, so we tried it again, and it happened again,
wow.
And again. After I finally finished, we gave each other a wet high five and hit the shower. Now, I got to tell you, when I did squirt, it did not coincide with an orgasm. In fact, other than feeling the liquid stream down my leg, I couldn't tell it was happening at all. And while I definitely did not pee myself, I suspect what actually happens is that when the pelvic muscles contract, combined with the aggressive stimulation of the G-spot in the bladder, a little pee leaks out. We both thought it even smelled a little like pee. But we couldn't be sure because at no point did I feel like I had to pee at all. One thing for sure is that it didn't stop us from thoroughly ruining our bed sheets, trying over and over again. After 38 years, I learned something new today. I thought it would never happen to me. I've tried for years to give my husband a good squirt in the face. You know, to get him back for all the years of aiming his loads at my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Now, a fledgling squirter, I'm empowered to hone my skills and blast him in the face one day. Good luck to you, Vinny. Don't ever give up in your quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, if it doesn't coincide with an orgasm, it seems a lot less important. Doesn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I would think that's the whole point, is it's supposed to be a more explosive finish.
Yeah.
Which is why I've pursued it. If it's just something that happens, eh.
What do I want to go change the bed sheets
for? Did yours
for?
Come when you came, or did yours come when just random?
You know, at least one of the times, it's been a long time, so I don't really know. Like, I was just trying to, like, prolong the orgasm, and it sort of happened almost like everything got really, like, hot. Like, almost felt temperature hot. Like, And I didn't actually feel the squirt happen. And actually, one time with John, he was like, oh, God, you just squirted. I'm like, what? I did?
Why'd you look behind you?
Because he was behind me. And that happened. I didn't realize I did that. But that's how I was looking like, oh, what happened? What happened there?
Wow, all right. It's weird.
Yeah.
Little window into your world. Yeah. Just looking over her shoulder, talking to John.
I like it from behind because then I can get at my my button. And he's not in the way. Get out of the way. God. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Splooshing.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had just assumed it coincided with that as well.
That's because the porns make it look that way.
Yeah.
you know.
Like she's finishing, like she's blowing like, oh my her God, load.
This is so amazing, and
pee.
Then right. Everywhere, and it's like, okay, it only makes sense that they go right. Hand in hand together.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that they keep making it happen, but it's not coming with an orgasm seems pointless, but yeah. Whatever.
But it must feel good. Must be a good feeling, I guess.
Sex feels good.
Yeah.
Yuzi, you still haven't squirted?
No, never.
Huh. All the crazy stuff you've done. Mad sex, never.
I'm never, surprised, never. Actually, yeah. You do all kinds of stuff.
I don't think I've ever actually set out to try and do it.
Yeah.
I would know if I did, right?
Does it need a squirt?
No.
Huh. You said that so fast.
No!
No, no. Because I would love for her to.
Yeah. Or do you guys try?
No, I don't like, but I'm always trying to make her like come hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's nice
so
of you.
So there's a squirt there. Awesome.
That's a good man.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's not, you know what? She's always like, this one's for you. I'm like, nah, let's do it for both of us. Like, she's like, no, I don't always need it. And I'm like, but I want to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, I could finish in 4 minutes, but I want to take as long.
Yeah. That's what
she's
like.
She's
with.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
4 minutes sounds fucking perfect. I got a lot of shit to do.
Sure,
but this is for you.
This is for us. You know?
Yeah, but it's for you.
We're building a bond.
Sure.
What? No?
I totally get that the dude wants you to come, but it's not, it's just, it isn't necessary. And sometimes you're just like, look, I get that you want to do this and I'm going to do it for you. Like, last time I'm just like, you know what? I'll give you a blowjob. So I know exactly how to do it.
Isn't it weird that we almost.
So fast.
On one hand, we're like, we don't want someone to fake their orgasm because that just feels so insulting, but on the other hand, if we're going to torture them into wanting it, they're going to be like, yes, that was so great. Get off me.
Right.
It's like we're asking for it.
Right. So just when someone says this is just for you, just accept it. Know that we love it. We love to do it for you. Yeah. Don't, you know, it takes all the pressure off us. I don't have to worry about it. It's a totally mental thing sometimes, too.
Sure.
I really have to concentrate.
I mean, I take it.
Yeah, of course,
that's a good boy.
Partnering up's weird. That's all.
Mm.
Same person every time.
Yep,
gets weird.
Yeah. Well, it can get. You know, you just have to work on ways to keep it interesting. You know, that's why.
That's why you did butt sex, right?
Sure. And we did talk about that. We laughed at like how okay it took us to this point. Like, hopefully, whatever the next thing is, will take us another few years.
What's next?
Who knows, right? I mean, God.
You got to try the rusty.
No, I'm not doing that. And I wouldn't do that. I do, if he wanted some butt play, I suggest it all the time. I'm like, listen, everyone says it's great. Well, I'm blowing you. Why don't you let me fucking finger bang your ass? Right? Come on.
It's not, you don't want, I don't want it to be finger banged. Just touching the outside of it, though.
Oh. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that too.
Yeah,
just an outside touch. Not doesn't have to go in there. Yeah. That sounds great.
Or on my taint. Yeah,
your taint. Yeah. I thought it was not the taint. It was the asshole. The lips.
Asshole.
That too.
Touch the lips of the asshole. Right.
Yeah, the taint. Yeah.
Well, I'll try.
Why is his asshole kissing?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
He's just a little asshole mouth.
Weird.
You know.
You've never been. Well, I guess you must not have.
What?
Like if I'm boning.
I don't want my
and it's going on. No, no,
all.
No. If I'm boning and it's not and it's going on too long, she'll reach. She'll do this little reach around and just touch the taint right up to the butt. Boom. Mm. Like, whoa, damn. You got me. And there's other times where I'm like, are you trying to make me finish?
Yeah, she is. Yep.
She is.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to be finished with this.
Mm-hmm.
Get on with my day. This is really fun. Time to end it. Yeah, all right. I'll see if he'll let me do that. I don't know. He's just very anti it.
I
think he's afraid he's going to like it too much.
Like it too much? Like he'll suddenly crave cock in his asshole?
No, like, you know, the drumstick guy, you know?
Yeah, but your approach is like, you're saying I want to finger bang him. You don't have to do that.
I'll do whatever he wants. I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
let me get anywhere near the thing. You know, I'd go slow.
You don't grab
I'd
his ass?
I'd even use lube.
Did you ever grab his ass, like, when
sure.
you guys are in? Yeah.
Grab his ass.
So you might go
so
a little
saying,
deeper.
You're saying I got to grab, I'm just, like, slip a face. What if he just goes, ah!
Don't slip a finger up like that.
I'm not. So I just, I mean, you got to put it between the cheeks, don't you, to get
right.
to the asshole?
Well, start
yeah.
with the whole, like, hand. The whole, like, palm area goes, like, in the crevice, right? In the little,
okay.
Yeah.
And then yeah, tell me more.
You're groping, you might feel a little bit of taint. Might
so you're saying I get, like, a whole hand in there and just, like, use the side of my hand? Just like...
Yeah, that's the start. That really is a start. Okay, the same right. way a guy yeah. would grab a girl's butt when they're, like, making uh-huh. out, right? You know?
I
what are your thoughts on that,
Benny? Well, I'm just telling you, you watch, people will write in and say, yep, just the... Just over the top. Mm. Just...
She, like, circle the drain a little bit? Like,
no.
You know, get a little...
It just... Just simply sick. Touching it. Why are you farting?
I don't know.
With your finger.
What if I pull it open? It goes...
No, you
know?
You don't pull it open.
Really?
Really? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I need to crack that thing open. I feel like, you know, to make big,
let
big
me,
steps.
I'm going to draw something
oh,
for you, okay?
My God. It's art
right,
class time. Here we go. All right.
Okay.
So that looks like a starfish.
Right.
That's the chocolate starfish right there.
There okay. is a butthole.
All right.
That's it.
Just put your, don't even have to move it around? What if I go like that a little
you
bit?
You can move it a little, sure.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be,
my nails
I'm
first,
not telling you,
you
to go,
Oh.
Don't.
I won't jam it in. I'll put it in and
just
kind of
right
like
there.
Try to work it in.
Just right. You don't try to work.
Can I work it in?
Just.
Reach up, try to find the prostate.
Put a finger in, on top of it like that.
Just right on top, huh? Or the side of my hand? I can do that, like grab my by the leg, right? Like that, kind of.
Yuzi, you don't do that?
No.
What do you do?
Well, she licks the whole thing, so yeah. that's totally.
She lubes it up so you can slip her whole hand in there.
She's
that not what you do?
Quiet.
Yeah, tell us more. You might have some tips for me. I'm going to try and do this. Try and get that to happen. Yuzi, help me.
I got nothing. I only do that when it's ass. If it's not ass, I don't go near there.
If it's not ass.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
She does it out of love.
Right.
You're a sweet lady.
Yeah, I try.
Hi, favorite morning show. Slurps all around. I need some bad advice. My husband and I have been married for 9 years, 2 kids, a house, a couple bumps in the road. Later, we're at a really good place. Our sex life is back on track. Hmm. One thing my husband loves is dirty talk. Problem is, I'm terrible at it. In the moment, I usually run through your hole, your cock is so hard, deep, etc. My pussy's so wet, tight, etc. You get the drift. So, radio family, I need some inspiration. Guys, what can a woman say that just makes you cream your pants? Ladies, what's your signature go-to phrase that puts the Johns over the edge? I'm not shy. I'll say anything. I just draw a blank when the time comes. My husband thanks you in advance. All right, guys, what can a woman say that makes you cream your jeans?
This is what I would recommend to you. Go to one of the porn sites and look up dirty talk. Those sluts know how to say stuff.
They sure do.
They will tell you. You will come away from any one of those videos with more ideas. You'll take his head clean off.
Mm.
And you don't have to say, oh, some chick told me to say this.
No.
Just say start so. Saying it.
Yeah.
Just.
Where'd you get that from?
Whatever. You want me to say it or not?
I think some of the good finish lines are things like, where you want him to dump his load. That's always a good one.
Sometimes that's pressure, though.
No, no, no.
Sometimes you clearly see them just saying, you're saying that so you can hurry up and come. Like,
no.
Hurry up and come on my ass. Hurry up and come on my stomach, right?
Well, don't say hurry up. Don't leave that part out.
You're leaving that part out.
I can't
hurry
wait
up.
To see but that
it's kind
know,
of implied,
dripping
though.
Off the end of my nipple.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be, like that. You know what I'm talking about? Right.
Way to spin it.
Like, yeah, shoot that right in my mouth. Oh, my God. I can't wait to taste it. And then spit it the fuck out. Afterwards.
Disgusting.
Immediately.
Swallow that.
Yeah. Swallow it.
And guys, I think, like to hear about what the cum's going to be like, too. Like, they, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Like
John likes that. I'd be like, oh, can't wait to watch this thick, ropey, slimy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He goes, oh.
Ropey.
Can't wait to see
slimy.
That fucking slimy, ropey, thick and
slimy.
Ropey.
Like white yarn.
Yeah, like the wet, white yarn across my neck.
Jesus.
Disgusting sheep. Wool necklace.
Oh my God.
Like a spaghetti noodle.
Good. He likes that shit.
Oh,
but
man.
It's hard for me to give any. My shit is always like, oh my God, you know, oh, I think I just heard your wife show up. Oh no, your little fucking whore's gotta go. You know, you better hurry up.
Oh my God, Sarah.
I think I'd laugh at that.
That's, oh, he
totally
likes it.
Be funny.
He likes it.
I always liked, these are the videos I watch, so this is going to just be sounding so dumb, but Ginger Lynn used to be she's an old-time porn star.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think she still works in the business. Oh.
So she's really old-time.
So you really
got to
look up the old videos when she was a young,
vintage,
skinny little thing.
She's 56 years old.
Yeah,
now.
Well, it's not. You're not trying to see those, yeah. But she's someone who would say, she would tell the person, lick it right there. Yeah, like that. Okay, put a finger in. All right. She would direct.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
And she did it in a way that doesn't sound like me.
Didn't sound all bossy and shit.
Well, and in my voice. I mean, you know, she's her. So it's hot. So you could definitely find stuff from her and just steal that. But telling someone what to do, if they're into you, they're glad to do it.
Sure. A smidge to the left. That's all you have to do.
Guys always want to hear, put it in my asshole, too.
Oh, really?
That's true, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, John never hears that.
Oh. Right, Yuzi?
Yeah, I never say that.
What?
Can I put it in your asshole? Ugh, you have to.
Okay.
God, I guess.
Fine.
Do it right when you're about to come. That's a last stop, bucko.
Slow.
Yeah, take it easy. Jesus. All right, can we be done? That's just
what's the matter with you?
Feeling very dirty.
You should be embarrassed, Sarah.
Yeah, you should be too.
You can have the art for you.
I appreciate it. I'll put it over here in my pile.
Okay.
Thank you for the artwork.
Bring it home to John.
Hey, if you want some bad advice on anything, it doesn't have to be about sex. This show is very, I think because we haven't done one for so long, we're all like, everything about sex. But it can be about anything. Like, you know, roommate situation or something that happened to you at the bank. I don't know. Send it, whatever.
At the bank?
It could be anything. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. We love to get your emails, and we'll try and do more secret shows. We're going back to weekly, we promise.
Except we are?
We do have a 2-week vacation coming up. So, yeah, we'll be back to weekly, though. All right, thank you. See you around. The end. Bye.